Saturday morning, how are you? It's Trina Mari here. Something for the weekend. I'm sure a lot of people are planning their brunch at the moment, or maybe they're going for lunch on a Saturday afternoon. We love food. My stomach's actually rumbling here, even thinking about it, Dee. Dee Laughlin, food writer, is on the line. And my old pal from 20 years ago in college. How are you, Dee?
Good, thanks. It's been a long
You're not
time.
Allowed to share any photographs from back then. Tragic.
Yeah, exactly.
But you'll know Dee because she's always on the telly as well. And her Instagram page is fantastic. You'll see her on Ireland AM a lot. Dee, you are starting your own foodie magazine. Tell me all about this.
Yeah, so thanks a million for having me on. Basically, Scoop Magazine is the name of the magazine. And it's something that I started with a friend of mine who is also a food writer, and she's an editor and a publisher. Her name is Kristen Jensen. She has a company, Nine Bean Rose Books. And they launched a collection of cookbooks recently called Blaster Books, which I highly recommend to everyone to go and have a look at and buy and support as well. But I contacted Kristen basically with, I've always wanted to do a magazine myself because I just felt like we've all seen magazines from other countries when we walk into the news agents and you see them on the shelves. And there's some great Irish magazines, which I've edited a good few food magazines myself over the years, like Easy Food, which is a recipe magazine. But I wanted to do something, I suppose, being a food writer, I wanted to do something that kind of supported food writers, or that was more about the stories. You know, you hear about people talking about stories of food and your memories of food and everything. And everyone loves a good food story. Like if I asked you, what's your favorite food memory when you're growing up, or your favorite food from growing up, I bet you have some great stories.
Oh, it'll make you want to puke, Dee. Now, you can tell me whether this make you want to, because anytime I tell people in the office, they're like, ugh, coddle. My nana making coddle.
I love coddle.
But in her coddle, there was plum tomatoes from the tin. Nobody else has ever heard of this recipe. But apparently, in my family, there was plum tomatoes from a tin in the coddle. Now, have you ever heard of that?
I actually haven't, that sounds gas. But they're the type of stories you want. So it's a magazine that is about telling stories about people's passion for food. And they can be, so they're going to be written from chefs to food writers, but also other writers from other genres, or just people who we know who contact us, who want to pitch an idea for a story. And so some of it will be interviews, some of it will be in-depth looks at ingredients. There will be a few recipes in there, but it'll be mostly then stories of people, you know, their stories around food, whether it's something that they love themselves, something they produce themselves, or something that they're just passionate about. You know, it could be like a good old yarn about something. I suppose a little bit of when you talk about food as well, people either look to the past, like we've just done, or you look at what's currently happening in food, or you look to what's going to happen in food. So what is the future of food? There's been a lot of discussion about that recently, you know, looking at things like dairy farming. And like I just saw an article this morning about how dairy farming is contributing to greenhouse gas emissions. So how is the future of dairy farming in Ireland? Like, what's going to happen there? There's a story that we want to hear about.
Yeah.
Or we want to hear about what are Irish people going to be eating in, like, you know, 100 years' time? Like, what's going to be...
That is
so
interesting, yeah. Because even when you think, like, 5 years ago, I didn't know any vegans.
And I think we are constantly changing the way we eat, and we constantly need to change the way we eat. Like, at the moment, people are being asked to eat less meat, you know, and that's something that's all for the greater good, for climate change and everything. Or people are being asked to be less wasteful of food as well. So I think we're constantly evolving how we eat. The other thing is our population has never been more diverse. If you look at, you know, we've had so many immigrants who've moved to the country, which is amazing. And even the influx of Ukrainians we have recently, like that's going to have an impact on our food scene as well. Like if you think about in the 90s when all of the Polish and East Europeans moved to Ireland, and what was it? I think almost 200,000 Polish people moved here. I mean, we can now, that length of time on, see how much that has had an effect on our food culture here.
Yeah.
I mean, you can buy Polish food everywhere. There's shops everywhere. It's in our supermarkets. Our friends have shown us recipes. You know, so that's had an impact. At the moment, the fastest growing population in Ireland is Brazilian. So
I was just about to mention the Brazilian bakery in Drumcondra. You need
to go there.
Have you been there?
I have been. Sugarloaf. Yes. It's so good.
Yeah.
And there's one on Mary Street. And you're seeing Brazilian cafes and restaurants popping up everywhere at the
moment. All over the country. Yeah.
So like that's having a huge impact. Dublin got its first Ethiopian restaurant in the last 2 years, or was it just before COVID? We've all cut out the last 2 years. But just before that, it opened. It's called Gersha. I mean, we've never had an Ethiopian restaurant before. I saw a Bolivian restaurant in the Moore Street shopping center down there. There's a kind of like a shopping center with a mall of different small restaurants. There's a Bolivian place down there. I don't even know what Bolivian food is.
Isn't that incredible? Oh, yeah. And you've probably tasted a lot of food over your years of being a food writer. I guess you really experiment, don't you? You're not afraid to try anything.
Yeah, no, I'll try anything. Yeah. I mean, within reason. I found something recently that I wouldn't try, but...
Oh, really? What was that?
I went into... There's a Filipino bakery and shop off Capel Street and called Pinoy. And it's a great shop. It's brilliant. And it's owned by a Filipino granny, I suppose, if you want to call her. And she was in there. She's lovely. But apparently it's very part of the Filipino culture to eat an embryonic egg, you know? So an egg that has like an embryonic chicken inside it or duck or something. And I was like, no, I don't think. I think that's where I draw
that.
The line.
Yeah, I leave
that. And she was all like, she was trying to get me. She was like, oh no, you should bring it home for your husband. And I was like, why would I bring it home? And she was like, you know, it's for the men, for the nighttime. And I was like, oh, like oysters, is it an aphrodisiac or something?
Yeah.
And she was like trying to say that it gave them a bit of steam or something for nighttime, you know? And I was like, no, I think I'm okay, thanks.
I have a Filipino friend. I must ask her about that one if she's familiar with that one.
I can't remember the name. Sorry, Tanya.
Oh, she'll know if I mention that.
But Filipino baking is actually something that's like, there's more and more Filipinos obviously in Ireland as well, loads of Filipino nurses in our hospitals and they have beautiful cakes and bakery, and there's a few Filipino bakeries in Dublin. I'm sure that it spreads across the country, not just in Dublin. For anyone listening, I'm sure that everyone knows somebody locally that's doing, you know, whatever country they're from, we've all tasted different foods. So that's a look at the current scene. So in Scoop magazine, we kind of want to cover all of these stories. Like I want to hear from a Filipino baker who wants to tell me their story about food like that. Or I want to hear from an Irish person who has the best recipe ever for, I don't know, like coddle, like you said.
I have it. So Dee, tell me, what is it that you're looking to do now? Are you looking for people to email you or what do you want?
So in terms of contributors, we're totally open to people contacting us to get in touch to write for the magazine. We're hoping to do, there's going to be 2 issues a year, one in the spring and one in the autumn, kind of winter. And basically, if you want to email us with some ideas or someone you want to talk to or anything like that, you can do so at scoopfoodmag@gmail.com. So do get in touch with us there. We're going around this in a different way because magazines are expensive and we're hoping that people will subscribe to an annual subscription of the magazine, and that's how we'll fund it going forward. But initially to get it off the ground, we're basically fundraising for the first initial capital that we need for it. So we need to raise €25,000 and we've put it up on a platform called Kickstarter, which is like a fundraising platform for projects.
Yeah.
So we're asking people to pre-order, basically. You can buy your first issue, which is €20, or you can subscribe to an annual subscription, which is 40, else €50, plus you get a free tote bag with that.
Okay.
And then if you wanted to just pledge some money, but you don't want the magazine, you can do that as well. And
We'll
take your money no matter what it is.
That's great, for someone who's a food. You know the way when you have a foodie in your family and you're trying to think what would be a nice little gift for them? That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
I think it will. Yeah. I think like this isn't just a magazine about food, I suppose. It's about culture. It's about looking at all of the people in Ireland. We just feel there's no real magazine in Ireland at the moment that just is, you know, stories, just reading. And everyone, I think everyone is passionate about food in some way, shape or form. Like we all have favorite food. We all have a memory of food, someone making us food or being fed food when we were sick or an absolutely horrible food experience that we had.
Yeah.
Like we all have those. And there's loads of places doing recommendations for, as you said, where to go for brunch or restaurant reviews. So that's covered. Like there's loads of great publications doing that.
Yeah.
We
so
just want to do the other
the alternative.
Side.
Yeah.
And to support food writers as well, because that's what I do. Yeah.
Dee, where can we find that Kickstarter? Where do you look when you look up online?
First of all, Scoop Food Magazine is on social media on Instagram and Twitter. So you can go to those profiles at Scoop Food Mag, and the link to it is in our bio, our profile on our social media.
Yeah.
And we're also posting about it all the time. However, you can look up kickstarter.com, which is the website for Kickstarter, and just search Scoop and it'll come up as well. Brilliant. So that's the way. Yeah.
Well, it sounds very exciting. You're going to be very, very busy in the coming weeks, I'm sure, getting this together. But isn't it great to hear of something different being written? Because there are so many samey things going on in the world. So it's great.
We'll have to get your coddle story in
there.
We'll
have to get the coddle story. I'm going to have to go home and have a good think. I've got a lot of stories. I'll share them with you as well, Dee. But listen, thanks so much for coming on. And it's great to chat and catch up again. I think the last time you were on was maybe, was it Christmas? We were talking about cheese boards and how to create a cheese board. So we will we'll talk soon and let us know how you're getting on.
Thanks so much, Trina. I really appreciate
it. Thanks, Dee. See you. It is Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.